I mean, obviously, we knew we had a worst-case situation coming. We're fortunate that it didn't reach the true models. The models showed that it could have been significantly more, which is why we were extra prepared in the neighborhoods down lower in the river. You know, that as we move forward, that's one of the things we're going to be paying attention to, is how to make sure we do the best for everybody through these questionable events. The Riverwatch Center and the Weather Service did a pretty good job modeling it, but you could tell from their initial warning, which was 10 o'clock at night, to where it ended up, which is about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's important that people recognize that these are models and there's some flexibility in how high it's going to get and how fast it's going to come, and we just have to err on the side of caution and have everybody be prepared. It's great to see the residents like this who are aware of what's going on and really do their best to be prepared for these situations.
And if I remember right, there was a lot of effort toward pre-planning, not waiting until this happened, but actually kind of mapping out resources and a plan of action before this happened?
Most definitely, and it's been ongoing for years now, but obviously as we get to the spring every year, I start dealing with my cruise ship planning, and then when June comes, I start thinking about the Yoke Loop again, and we start having responder meetings, and we start putting our plans together again and revisiting things and just doing the best we can. So we want to do the best we can for public safety as well as for our residents.
Any significant reports of damage or anything else like that?
No, the guys down at the bridge are going to have their hands full for quite some time getting the rest of the trees and everything out of their bridge structure. I think that's you know, probably one of the biggest things that's happening in the community. Yeah, you know, because that's just going to hold them up for a while. Other than that, we've seen events at this level before. Obviously, a little more this time, but reports are still coming in. It's hard to say.
Okay, and trails and other facilities, are they being reopened at this point?
Well, most of the trails and facilities have all been reopened. There was inspections going on for bank stability and stuff in a few places, but everything should be opened up and running.